From Spark and Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Bide in Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bide was a heron tween, but a very different heron from the restless kind. She was tall and calm and utterly comfortable holding perfectly still. And when she did, she wasn't empty or frozen. She was full, poised, breathing, alive, like a held note. She wore a soft draping wrap that settled around her when she stilled. She carried no busy tool, only a small, smooth river stone she'd cup in her wing. Because a stone, she said, is never doing anything and is somehow always exactly enough. Stillness is a move, too, Bide liked to say, holding motionless with her stone. The held moment, the pause inside a dance. Everyone thinks dance is only the moving parts, but the stillnesses are where the moving parts get their meaning. A held moment right after a big movement lets the audience feel it. A stillness before a movement makes everyone lean in. It's not an absence, it's negative space made of time, and it's a choice, a strong, alive, chosen thing. Not stopping because you're tired, holding because you mean to.
Bide grew up in the still shallows, where her family were the patient fishers, herons who caught their food not by darting about, but by holding utterly, gloriously still until the moment arrived. The shallows taught Bide what the busy creatures never understood, that stillness is not nothing. A held heron is not a stopped heron. She is coiled, breathing, completely present, full of readiness, and that fullness is its own kind of power. Little Bide hated holding still at first. She felt like she was failing, just standing there while others splashed and darted. "I'm not doing anything," she fretted. Her grandmother, mid-hold, didn't stir. "You're doing the hardest thing," she murmured. "You're being completely here. A stillness that's alive, breathing, ready, present, is not the same as stopping. Feel it. You're not empty. You're full." Slowly, Bide felt the difference between a dead stop and a living hold, and fell in love with the held moment. The way a pause could brim with meaning, the way being still could be the most present thing of all. She kept a smooth river stone from that day to remember that doing nothing can be exactly enough.
At 12, Bide walked calmly to Dance Quest, river stone cupped in her wing. Rhythm met her and asked, "What is stillness?" Bide held perfectly still for a breath before answering, full and poised. "It's the held moment inside a dance," she said, "the pause that frames the movement around it. A held stillness after a big move lets the audience feel it. A stillness before makes them lean in. It's not an absence. It's negative space made of time. And it's a choice. Holding because you mean to, not stopping because you're tired." Rhythm smiled. "You are appointed."
Bide's studio was calm and uncluttered, and today, a fidgety squirrel tween named Sumi was there, unable to stop moving. "My dance never stops," Sumi said, bouncing. "It's move, move, move the whole time, because if I stop, it feels like I forgot what comes next, or like I'm just standing there being boring and everyone can see me not dancing. Rhythm says it's exhausting to watch and has no breath. But stillness feels so scary, like a hole." "Ah, a still moment feels like a hole you're falling into," Bide said gently. "Let's turn it into something you're holding instead. Watch." She did a big sweeping movement and then stopped, held, perfectly still, but alive. Breathing, poised, present, her whole body full of the movement that had just happened. She held it 3 long breaths. It wasn't boring at all. It was powerful. The stillness let the sweep she'd just done land. Then she flowed on. "See? The held moment isn't nothing," Bide said. "It's where the movement you just did gets to be felt. Now you try. Do your move, then hold.
Don't collapse. Don't check out. Stay full. Keep breathing. Stay reaching. Stay here. Hold three breaths. Trust it. Sumi did her move and then, terrified, held. But Bide reminded her, stay full. Keep breathing. Stay here. And the hole wasn't a hole at all. It was strong. It gave her frantic dance for the first time a breath. The audience in her mind leaned in instead of glazing over. It felt powerful, Sumi said, amazed. Not boring. And I didn't fall in the hole. Because you held instead of stopping, Bide said. She gave the squirrel the rules, cupping her stone. Make stillness a choice. Hold because you mean to, not because you froze. Stay full in the hold. Breathe, stay reaching, stay present. A living hold is not a dead stop. Place a stillness where it counts. After a big move to let it land. Before one to make them lean in. And don't fear the held moment. The pause that feels like forever to you is exactly the breath the dance needs.
When the calm studio dimmed, Sumi stayed, practicing holding. One move, then a full, alive stillness. I move constantly because stopping scares me, she admitted. Like, if I'm still, I'm failing, or I'm boring, or everyone will notice me just standing there. Bide settled into a serene stillness beside her, Riverstone in wing. So many dancers run from stillness for exactly that fear. But here's the truth the shallows taught me. A held stillness isn't you failing to dance. It's you dancing the pause. It's the most present thing you can do. Fully here, breathing, alive, letting the moment matter. That's not boring. That's brave. And it has nothing to do with how you look standing there. It's about how present you are. She cupped her stone. A stone does nothing and is always exactly enough. Sumi held one long, full, breathing stillness and felt the fidgety fear of the hole settle into a calm, grounded fullness, the quiet strength of a moment chosen and held. Hold because you mean to. Stay full, Bide said, perfectly, powerfully still. Doesn't the quiet feel strong once it's yours?
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bide. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.